Crisis Audio presents 2012, The Bible and the End of the World by Mark Hitchcock. Read for you by Wayne Shepherd. For Oasis Audio, I'm Wayne Shepherd. You may have heard about the movie or read about ancient prophecies that declare 2012 to be the year that the world as we know it comes to an end. Well, why do some people take that so seriously, and more importantly, how does it square with what the Bible says about the future? My guest is Mark Hitchcock, the author of 2012, The Bible and the End of the World. Mark, thanks for joining me. Is this taken seriously by some people so that they can know in their minds that the world is going to end in 2012?
Well, it is. You know, this is an amazing, really amazing phenomenon. You know, you've got, obviously, this was out there for a lot of years in what I kind of call an apocalyptic subculture that was out there. But it's really come into the mainstream culture now through the movie 2012. There's going to be a lot of other TV series, sci-fi specials, probably other movies coming out about this. And there are a lot of people that take it seriously. You know, the ancient Mayans are really the source or the genesis for this prophecy, and they their long count calendar, as it's known, ends on December the 21st of 2012. And the Mayans knew an incredible amount about astronomy, about mathematics, about time. So a lot of people give credence to the fact that this calendar ends on December 21st, 2012, and that's going to be the end of the world. There are several reasons why this whole 2012 end date is gaining a lot of traction, though. I think one of them is, you know, people are just innately curious about the future. You know, people have always been setting dates for the end of the world, and people just have an innate curiosity in that.